It is rather nice that we are able to celebrate this commemoration of all the faithful departed, All Souls Day, on a Sunday, because generally All Souls Day is not a holy day of obligation. Usually All Saints Day, you know, November 1st is, except for like when this year it falls on a Saturday or a Monday, then that obligation is dispensed. But usually it is obligatory, and we usually have, again, a pretty good turnout for that Mass or those Masses on All Saints Day, and we can celebrate and rejoice in that victory that those saints have won, the crown they have received in heaven before the Lord. But because All Souls Day is not a holy day of obligation, we usually get, again, maybe more attendees at that Mass than a normal weekday, but still not the same as having a full parish Mass. So the fact that it's celebrated today on a Sunday, which is a holy day of obligation, and we get to talk about it to the entire parish, can be a good thing, because it gives an opportunity to perhaps correct some misunderstandings about All Souls Day. And one of those biggest misunderstandings that are out there, and again, you even see it in some priests and some parishes, is that All Souls Day is treated sometimes like a mini All Saints Day. And I think there's this impression that, you know, you talk about All Saints, you use the capital S saints, and you're talking about those canonized saints, those officially recognized by the church, those well-known names to whom we ask for intercession, those saints who are on the calendar of the year that we celebrate at Masses. And then All Souls Day is like the little s saints, maybe just those who have died who are in heaven, but they're not officially canonized, and maybe we don't recognize them in the same way. And that's just bad understanding. All Saints Day is for all the saints, those who are canonized, those who are officially declared, and all those others who are not, and those whom we don't know necessarily their names, but those who enjoy the beatitude of heaven. We honor and exalt them and give thanks to God for their witness in this world and in our lives and their continued intercession for us. All Souls Day is not a time to pray for the saints in heaven. That's a misunderstanding. And again, it is perhaps unfortunate then as well that you can see this impression of people out there where they talk about All Souls Day and they talk about those who have died, and because we're not praying for the saints, maybe they're misunderstanding or not praying for the people they should. And yeah, we don't pray for the saints because they are already perfectly happy. They are as happy as they possibly can be. They don't need our prayers. Our prayers are not going to make them any more happy or help them in any way. In fact, we should be asking for them to pray for us. It would be wrong. It would be ineffectual for us to pray for the saints. And so that's part of the reason it's rather problematic, where we see oftentimes, perhaps too often, when those we love have died, and we hear others, and sometimes even priests or those in the church who will say, well, this person must be in heaven now. And again, I know that attitude or that expression might come from a place of compassion, and it might be a desire to comfort those who have lost a loved one and they're grieving. But in some ways, I believe that it is unhelpful, and maybe even coming from the devil himself. Because if there is that mentality, if you start to become convinced that your loved one must be in heaven, because maybe they lived a good life, or maybe again, they had confession before they died, or whatever it might be, and you assume they're in heaven, it means maybe you're not going to pray for them. Maybe you're not going to pray for the repose of their soul. And anything that keeps you from praying or prevents you from praying is probably from the devil. Because he doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to recognize the need for prayers for those who have died, those who may be in purgatory. And it would be wrong for us here on earth to judge individually those the final destination of those souls. It is wrong for us to assume that somebody is in heaven, because we are not the judge. God alone judges. And if we try to judge and say that person must be in heaven, we are placing ourselves in God's place. And if we want to be the judge, we will likely be judged ourselves. It is an unhelpful attitude, and it prevents prayers. And today can be a good reminder for us of the need to pray for those who have died, to not assume that they're in heaven. And on the other side of that spectrum, there can be a tendency or the opportunity to judge in a negative light, to assume that somebody is in hell, to assume that somebody lived a wicked life, an immoral life, an unrepentant life. And yet, at the same time, the church does not declare anybody officially to be in hell, because it is not our place to judge. God can work through the church. And again, the canonization is an official, infallible act of the church to say that somebody is in heaven, but it doesn't do the same for those who may be in hell, because we should still have hope, and we should still pray for the souls who maybe have been away from God for a long time, in that hope of God's mercy, that hope that they might be in purgatory, that they might, through that time of purgation, purification, come to the joys of heaven. Because we know that at the moment of our death, we receive a particular and individual judgment, and our souls go one of three places, either to heaven, to hell, or to that purgatory. And just as if somebody is in heaven, there's really no need to pray for them, the same is true as if they're in hell. Because like heaven, it is a place of eternity. If you are in hell, you will not leave hell. Hell is where you will remain. And indeed, you could say it is a heresy to believe, contrary to the church, to believe that by your prayers you could get somebody out of hell. So if you absolutely knew somebody was in hell, yeah, that's an ineffective prayer as well. But again, because we are not the judge and we do not know where that soul may be, our response should be to pray for all of them. And just as, yes, if somebody is already in heaven and we still pray for them, that prayer is not going to help that person. But God does not let that prayer go ineffective, and will apply that prayer to somebody in need, to somebody whose soul is in purgatory, maybe somebody who has nobody else to pray for them. And if we pray for somebody and their soul is in hell, yes, that prayer is in some ways ineffective, because it will not benefit them, it will not change their final destination. But again, God will see that, and he will apply those prayers in a place where it can be effective, to the poor souls in purgatory. So today, as we celebrate commemoration of all the faithful departed, we are acknowledging all of those souls who may be in purgatory, those who have died with some attachment to sins, attachment to the world, or venial sins, or other sins that still need to be repaid in some way. And those prayers for them are not just effective, but important and valuable and a necessary part of our prayer life, of our spiritual journey. Because as we pray for them, we believe that those prayers can help, and God sees those prayers, and he can lessen whatever difficulties or sufferings they may be experiencing in that purgatory, that time of purgation or purification, or might lessen the time that they are there, might make it easier and quicker for them to arrive to the gates of heaven. And believing then that those for whom we pray, our family, our ancestors, our friends, even the stranger, when they arrive in heaven, they will be grateful for our prayers, that we have prayed for them. And when we die, and our time has come for that particular judgment, if we need time in purgatory, if we need time to be purified before entering heaven, those now saints will remember us and pray for us to make our time through purgatory a little bit easier. So today we pray for those faithful departed. We pray for the souls in purgatory. We remember what this day is about. Let us not have those misunderstandings, but understand and engage in what the church asks us to do today and throughout our lives, to pray for the living and the dead, to carry out this true work of mercy, that mercy and love might be expressed throughout the church here on earth, the church militant, for those in purgatory and that church penitent, that we might all one day come to the joys of that church triumphant in heaven.